Does that apply to today? Because we're not strictly speaking in Ador yet. Ador is actually tonight. But I think we can be machmeh. I think we could start today. Misha Nichlas, Ador Marbim B'Simcha. Now the Chodesh...
Are you talking at the Parsha?
Yes, Mitzvah Hashem. The Chodesh that we've just begun, or about to begin, Chodesh Ador, there is a fascinating connection which we'd like to explain a little bit, between the word Ador and this week's parasha. Because the Chedush HaHorim is, as we know, the first Gera Rebbe. The Chedush HaHorim pointed out that Chodesh Ador always begins in Parashas Truma, every year. So there must therefore be a connection indeed, between Chodesh Ador and Parshas Truma. So the Chiddush Yorim says the connection is as follows. Because in this week's Parsha, we are instructed to build a Mishkan. And the Medrash famously tells us that the purpose is as follows. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Klal Yisrael, just like a king who has an only daughter, when she's married off, the father says, listen, you're moving out the palace, but I don't want to be disconnected from you completely. So wherever you live, always have a room in your home that I can come and visit and reside. So too, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that wherever you are, I'd like you to build for me an abode. Now listen to these words. Bayis Echod. Build for me a home. She'odur besoichoi. She'odur b'soichoi means which I will live in, I will dwell in. She'odur b'soichoi. So the Chiddush HaHorim said, there's our connection. Rosh Chodesh Ador always falls out in Parshas Truma, and the word Ador takes its source from this Medrash, She'odur b'soichoi. Odur Ador. So this obviously needs explanation. The Chiddush HaHorim wasn't just telling us a cute remez or a play on words. There must be a profound meaning to this remez. This is the place she'odur b'soichoi that HaKadosh Baruch Hu kaviyachol resides in, and apparently that is the connection and the essence of Chodesh Ador. So we need to explain this.
What pasuk is that connected to?
The very first pasuk on the pasuk when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says v'asu li migdosh. So the medrash there says, on that very pasuk, she'odur b'soichoi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, requests, build for me an abode in which I will reside, says the Chiddush HaHorim, she'odur is ador. So we need to explain what is the connection. It's obviously not just a play on words. Now, as we know, coming up, less than 2 weeks. 2 weeks today is Purim, Mis Hashem here in Bet Shemesh. The day before is Tanis Esther. Now, Tanis Esther is a very different type of fast to any other fast that we know from the rest of the year. In fact, Chazal talk about the Arba Tanisim, the four fasts, but this is not one of them. The four fasts are Tisha B'Av, Shiva Asar B'Tammuz, Asar B'Teves, and Tzom Gedalia. All of those four have something to do with the Beis Hamikdash and the destruction thereof. But Tanis Esther is a completely different type of fast. Tanis Esther is essentially not a day of sadness, it's not a day of churban. It's a day of tefillah, in which we recall the Esther Hamalka also called for a day of fasting, a day of tefillah, tsumo alai. So we commemorate that day of tefillah by having our day of tefillah. So this needs a bit of an explanation. Why is that so important? I understand that you have a fast day to recall the avelos, churban, but why must we necessarily recall the day of tefillah as called upon by Esther Hamalka? Now we notice a very interesting thing in Tanis Esther. When Purim is on a Sunday, like it can be quite often, the fast lands on Shabbos, but we don't fast on Shabbos. So what do? We bring it forward, we bring it earlier. It's the only fast that we do that. When Shiva Asar B'Tammuz or Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, we don't bring it earlier, we push it off. So the Gemara says, why? Because it's a day of sadness, it's a day of punishment. We don't really want to bring punishment forward. We're much happier to push it off. So we see that Ta'anis Esther is completely different. Ta'anis Esther, like we said, is not a day of punishment or of avelos. So we bring it forward. But we still need to understand, why indeed do we bring it forward? What would be wrong if we'd have Purim and then do the same Gedaliah the day after? Ta'anis Esther. Yeah, sorry, Ta'anis Esther. So why can't we have Purim and the next day should be Ta'anis Esther? Okay, so in order to try and answer these questions, let's just discuss for a moment or two what it is that we are celebrating on Purim and in Chodesh Adar generally. If we are to sum up the entire ideology, the hashkafa of Amalek in one word, what would be that word that we would use to sum up their outlook on life? And the answer is Mikra. Mikra means Memkuf, Reish Hei, happenstance, random. It just so happened. In fact, if you look in the Torah, where it records in Parashas Kisetze, when Amalek come to attack Klal Yisrael, what's the Lashon of the Pasuk? Asher Korucho Baderech. They just chanced upon you. Everything they do is just chance. There's no rhyme, there's no reason. Everything is just Mikra. In fact, the whole world were trembling. We just said that in Davening. We said the Shir, we said Shamu Amim Yirgozum. Everybody was trepidation. Chil Ochaz Yoshe Peloshe is why they saw the tremendous miracle. So what did Amalek say? No, it's just a Mikra. It was a random sequence of events. It was very windy that day. There was a big gust of wind. My dear friend Rav Daniel tells me that in Massachusetts University, MIT, they did an experiment. They took one or two enormous industrial-sized fans. Each one is probably the size of this building. Very, very powerful, obviously. And they set them up different directions until they worked it out next to an Olympic-sized swimming pool. And when they had them blowing the right speed, the right force, in the right direction, they managed to split the swimming pool into two. Some of the water was blown to the right, some was blown to the left. So what was the grand conclusion of this experiment? You see, therefore, that if the wind is blowing strongly enough and in the right direction, you can split an Olympic-sized pool. Well, it does say in the Torah and Parshas B'Shalach that there was a very strong wind at the time of Kriyas Yamsuf. So by a remarkable stroke of luck, or bad luck, the wind was so strong that it blew the Yamsuf into two. So Massachusetts must be a Gilgal of Amalek. It's a Mikra. It just happened.
National Geographic, because they published it.
They published it.
National Geographic.
National Geographic. Okay. So in your local Amalek bulletin, you have a look there, and it says Kriyas Yamsuf was just a Mikra. It was a Mikra. It was a remarkable sequence of events. So just when Klal Yisrael were there, and they just needed to get into the water, a remarkable stroke of luck comes along the Ruach, blows the Yamsuf into two, and it's all a Mikra. It's all a Mikra. That is the Hashkofa, in one word, of Amalek. In fact, the entire Yom Tov that we're about to celebrate is called Purim. What does that mean, Purim? It's a lottery. You pull the name out of the hat, what will emerge? Random. Mikra. That is the Hashkofa of Amalek. Everything is Purim. Everything is random. Haman comes home, having been terribly humiliated in a remarkable sequence of events. And what does it say there? He told his wife, Es kol asher karohu. Everything that so happened to have taken place. Karohu, from the word mikra. Everything's a mikra, everything's Purim. Why didn't he come home and say, I saw the Yad Hashem? Here I am trying to drag Mordechai down, and it turns out I end up doing the opposite. I promote him, I have to mechabit him. No, it's all karohu, it's all a mikra. Haman comes to Achashverosh, and he says, Yeshnoi am echad. There is one nation. Yeshnoi. So the Medrash says, do you know what he's really hinting by that word, Yeshnoi? Yeshnoi means Yoshein. Kadosh Baruch Hu, as it were, is sleeping. Kadosh Baruch Hu created the world and then retired. It's Yoshein. So if he retired, that's why everything is a mikra. In other words, Amalek don't deny the existence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they deny that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's running the world. Everything's a mikra. They're fully happy to acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, 6 days, and then he left the scene. He is Bashomayim, but everything that goes on down here is all a mikra. It's all Purim. That is Amalek's Hashkofa. Now, listen to something quite remarkable. We all said Hallel this morning. And in the first parak of Hallel, we said the following pasuk. Tehillim Kuf Yud Gimel. Rom al kol goyim Hashem al ha-shomayim kevoide. Rom al kol goyim Hashem al ha-shomayim kevoide. What was the next pasuk? Mi kashem eloikeinu, hamashpili, hamagbi lo shoves, hamashpili lirois, bashamayim boaretz. So listen to a remarkable translation by the Malbim. Rom, what does Rom mean? Lofty. Rom al kol goyim Hashem. Do you know how the goyim see Hashem? He's Rom. He's somewhere lofty. What's the lashon of the pasuk? Al ha-shomayim kevoide. He's in the shomayim. He's Rob, he's very exalted. Nothing to do with what goes down here. Kadosh Baruch Hu is Rom, very exalted, lofty, ala shomayim kevoidoi. So how do we respond? Mi kashem Elokeinu. Do you know how we see Elokeinu? Kadosh Baruch Hu is mashpili lirois, bashomayim, ubaaretz. Not just bashomayim. That's the difference between us and Amalek. Everybody recognizes it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But whilst Amalek claimed that he's Rom, very lofty, somewhere up there in Shomayim, we say, Mi Kashem Elokeinu, Bashomayim Uba'aretz. What is the gematria of the word Rom? Resh Mem? 240. Exactly the gematria of Amalek. Ayin Mem, 70 and 40, is 110, plus Lamed is 140, plus Kuf, 240. So Rom al Kol Goyim, this is how Amalek see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hashomayim Kavoidu, it's nothing to do with us. He's not running the world. He created the world, but then he left the scene. So everything after that is just a mikra, just Purim, it's all a random thing. We say, Chas V'Shalom, the opposite is true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpili lirois bashomayim uba'aretz. So Rom, Resh Mem, is gematria 240. That is the gematria of Amalek. Rom al kol goyim al hashomayim kevoidoi. Amalek claim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rom. There is another word, by the way, in Lashon HaKodesh, which also has a gematria of 240, and that is the word Safik. Safik. Samach is 60, Pei is 80, that's 140, plus Kuf at the end is 240. Again, everything is a suffix, everything is a doubt. There is no mahalach, there is no rhyme, there is no reason. When you pull out a piece of paper from the hat, anything could come out. There's nothing dictates that this or that. It's all a mikra, it's all a suffix. Suffix 240.
Because the letters of that?
Samach Pei Kuf, Samach Pei Kuf. So this, therefore, is the distinction in the Hashkofa between Klal Yisrael and Amalek. As far as Amalek is concerned, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rom, lofty, up there in the heavens, in the Shomayim, not running anything that happens here on planet Earth, and therefore, what happens here, it's all a mikra. There's no rhyme, there's no reason, there's no mahalach, no direction, everything is a sofik. And we respond and we say, Chas v'shalom, mi kashem Elokeinu. Do you know what our HaKadosh Baruch Hu is? A mashpil ilira is b'shomayim u'ba'aretz. Not just b'shomayim, u'ba'aretz as well. Now, if you remember, where is the story written about the Melchama of Amalek? It's at the end of Parshas B'Shalach. Klal Yisrael were complaining to Moshe Rabbeinu. And they said there, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu im ayin. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu really amongst us? Do you know what the next two words are? Vayovay Amalek. What does that mean? Ha'im hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu. Is HaKadosh Baruch Hu amongst us? They didn't say, Hayesh Hashem. Is there a God? They didn't deny the existence of God. What do they deny? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'kirbeinu. Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu. Is he amongst us? So who are they behaving like? They're behaving like Amalek. This is the exact hashkof of Amalek. Amalek also say the same thing. There might be Hashem, but he's not the Kirbeinu. So who comes to attack Klal Yisrael? Vayovay Amalek. Mido keneged mido. If you complain that whilst Hashem may exist, but he's not the Kirbeinu. He's not the Kirbeinu. He's not amongst us. But Kirbeinu means from the word korev. He's not close to us, not related to us. Everything is random. There's no rhyme or reason. There's no hashkocher at all that you're behaving like Amalek. So indeed, vayovay Amalek. So what is the victory? What is the success? What is the celebration in Chodesh Adar? In Chodesh Adar, do you know what we're celebrating? We're overcoming the hashkocher of Amalek. If we remain chas v'shalom with the hashkafa of Hayesh Hashem bekirbeinu, well, there's nothing to celebrate then, because they were behaving like Amalek. So how indeed were Klal Yisrael successful against Amalek? So we all know the pasuk, we all know the Mishnah, I think we all know the song. It says in the Torah that when Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hands, v'hoyo kasha yorim Moshe, when Moshe lifted up his hands, then Klal Yisrael was successful. So what does the Mishnah ask? V'chi yodov shel Moshe oiseis milchama? Can the hands of Moshe perform milchama? Oiseiv reis milchama? How can that be that the whole course of war is dictated by Moshe Rabbeinu? So what does the Mishnah answer? You're right, it wasn't the hands of Moshe. It's just that when Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hands, all of Klal Yisrael turned up to the Shemaim and they davened to the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Does anybody understand what was the question of the Mishnah? V'chi yodov shel Moshe oiseis milchama? Big question mark. Why not? Most of the makas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Neteyes yodcha. How did Kriyas Yamsuf come about? Says the Torah, Neteyes yodcha. Stretch out your hands. So Moshe Rabbeinu clearly had very, very miraculous hands. So what exactly was the question of the Mishnah? Can Moshe Rabbeinu's hands dictate the course of war? Well, why not? What's the kasha? What's the tzorech in over here? The answer is, of course Moshe Rabbeinu had miraculous hands. The Rishonim, the Ran, there's a whole drosha to explain the koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu's hands. The Mishnah is asking, Amalek came, as we just explained, because Klal Yisrael said, Hayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not b'kirbeinu. He's not connected to us. Where is HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Rom. Al HaShomayim Kavoyde. It's B'Shomayim. He's not connected to us. So Vayovay Amalek. So the only way you can overcome Amalek is to understand that Mi Kashem Elokeinu Hamashpili Lira is Bashomayim Ubaaretz. He is connected to us. All the makos didn't come as a result of an aveira of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael in Mitzrayim, a miracle needed to be performed. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Moshe, your hands will produce the miracle. But here it was a punishment. The punishment was because they said, Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu. Vayom Vayamolek. The only way to overcome Amalek is if you undo that Avera of Hayesh Hashem Bekirbeinu. He said, Hashem is amongst us. Well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Ram. 240. Gematria Amalek. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bashamayim. Everything's a mikra here. You have to be chayuza b'tshuva. That was the kasha of the Mishnah. How can Moshe Rabbeinu's hands dictate the course of war? But where have they been chayuza b'tshuva? What was the answer of the Mishnah? They were chayuza b'tshuva. Because they davened. What is tefillah all about? Tefillah is the recognition that what? That everything that happens over here is all dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Otherwise, why are you davening to him? Otherwise, why are you davening to him? The very fact that we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the greatest statement, the greatest recognition and declaration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Rom Bashomayim, disconnected, everything is a mikra here, Chas V'Shalom. Everything that happens to us is all decreed and dictated by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Therefore, the only way that you can overcome Amalek is through the koyach of tefillah. That's the only way. That was the question. That was the answer. How can it be that Klal Yisrael committed an Avera? They deny that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running their lives. So how were they zeicha to a miracle? The hands of Moshe? Where was their tshuva? So of course, the Mishnah answers, they were chayza b'tshuva. When Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hands, they all turned to Shomayim and they recognized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'Shomayim u ba'aretz. Says the Maharal, let me read you out one line of the Maharal. Hatzolas Yisrael, the whole salvation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'geula zeh, in the geula of Haman, Esther, Mordechai, hoya mikoyach hatfilah. It all came about through the koyach of tefillah. Now we understand that just like in the original Melchemes Amalek, how were they victorious? Moshe Rabbeinu lifts up his hands and Klal Yisrael daven. It's the same recipe for success in the Megillah story. Esther Malka says, Tzumu alai, everybody needs to fast and we have to have a Yom Tefillah. Why do you have to have a Yom Tefillah? Because without Tefillah, you can't overcome Amalek. Tefillah is the way you overcome Amalek. There is no other way. Listen to a frightening medrash. The medrash says, it's a scary medrash. The medrash says, Omar Rabbi Yishmael, 18,500 people, that's a lot of people, 18,500 people, says the medrash, went to the party of Ahasuerus. This was a very big mishteh gadol. What happened there, says the Medrash? Nishtakru, they got drunk. V'niskalkalu, and they became niskalkal, they were ever averas. Says the Medrash, the Sotan came to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and says, Ad Mosai Tidbak Be'umazu. How long are you going to attach yourself to this nation? Look where they're behaving. They were like going gemurim. They don't deserve to be your nation anymore. Imrat Soincha, says the Sotan, I would suggest, Abed Umazu. I think you should destroy, annihilate this nation. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed. That's what the Medrash says. Miyad Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Sotan. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Sotan, Hoveli Megillah. Bring me a parchment, Ve'echtoiv Oleho, and I'm going to write on this parchment, clear. Clear means, that's it, Klal Yisrael are finished. That's what the Medrash says. Bo'isay Shah, at the very moment, the Sotan was rubbing his hands with glee. That's it, end of Klal Yisrael. Holach v'hevi loy Megillah. He went and he brought a Megillah for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Oh, Malay Moshe. So Moshe Rabbeinu stepped in the scene and he said to Eliyahu Hanavi, Klum Yesh Adam kosher ba'isei hadoir. There's no kosher individual. There's no tzaddik in this generation who could perhaps reverse the gezera. Amalei, so Eliyahu Navi said, yesh, there is. Ushmoi Mordechai. Mordechai can turn things around. Amalei leich v'hoidioi. So quickly, summons Mordechai, tell him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has just sanctioned the Satan to write a Megillah in which it says that Klal Yisrael are being destroyed. Why should you tell him? Now listen to the key words over here. Kedei sheyamoid misham betfilah. That's the only way you can overcome Amalek, with tefillah. Umevakeish rachamim aleihem lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But they said, but the Megillah's been written, but it can be overturned. Tfiloseinu nishma'as. Our tefillah can be heard. Our tefillah can be heard. This is the yesoid of Purim. If Amalek's whole outlook is mikra, everything is random. Why do they consider everything random? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rom, he's Rom Bashomayim, he doesn't not connected to us. So how do we overcome Amalek? By saying Chas V'Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Rom Ala Shomayim Kvoidoi, but rather Mika Shem Elokeinu. Do you know how we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Hamashpili Liro is Bashomayim, also Ba'aretz. That's how we daven to him. The reason why we daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Avinu Shebashomayim is because we recognize that he's involved in every step of the way down here, Ba'aretz. That's the only way you can overcome Amalek. And that's what happened in the Melchemes Amalek. V'chi yodov shel Moshe. Can the hands of Moshe produce a miracle? Klal Yisrael were over in Aveira. Where's their tshuva? Your way to overcome Amalek? And they behaved like Amalek. They said, Ayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not amongst us. He's a Rom. So you need to be chayuzah b'tshuva, says the Mishnah. That's what happens. When Moshe Rabbeinu lifted up his hands, they were mishtabdim libom klapamalo. They were here ba'aretz, and they turned to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'shamayim. That's the only way that you can possibly overcome Amalek. So I think we understand now, that is the essence of Tanis Esther. We said Tanis Esther is a Tanis different to all other fasts, not even one of the Arba Tanisim. We said Tanis Esther is never pushed off till afterwards, it's always brought forwards. Why? Now we understand. You can't have a Purim if you don't previously have a Tanis Esther. You cannot celebrate the victory over Amalek unless you have a Yom of Tefillah, because that's how we're victorious over Amalek. You have Tanis Esther the day after Purim, you miss the boat. You missed the boat. The whole avodah of the Tzumo Olai, that it should be a Yom of Tefillah, is to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Chas V'Shalom Rom Ala Shomayim, but rather a Magbil Yashoves Mashpili Lirois Bashomayim Uba Oretz. You have to have a Yom of Tefillah be first. And if you don't have a Yom of Tefillah, then there's nothing to celebrate. Because if you don't have a Yom of Tefillah, then Chas V'Shalom, you're still running the Hashkafa of Ayesh Hashem b'kirbeinu, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu amongst us? The answer is yes, he is. Korevu Hashem l'chol koirov. If you only call out to you, him, then he's very, very close. He's very, very close. But you have to recognize that. And if you don't recognize that, then there's nothing to celebrate over Purim. Now I'll tell you a fascinating observation. In that parasha, in Parashas Beshalach, does anybody remember there is a word which has letters missing? It says there, ki yod al kes ko. Kes is the kise. But it's not how you spell it. You don't spell it kaf samach, you spell it kaf samach aleph. So why is the word kise? Kise is the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why is it chaser? So Rashi says, because as long as Amalek are around, the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not complete. That's what it says, Rashi. Rashi, the end of Parshas Beshalach. As long as Amalek and their Hashkafa preside, then the Kisei of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not complete. What does that mean? the kisei always represents malchus. First pasuk in Megillas Esther talks about the kisei of Achashverosh. The kisei is the throne. Kisei is the throne. A melech has a kisei. Nobody else has a kisei. A melech's function is to take care of all the needs of all the people in all of his empire. That's the function of the melech. If he's not taking care of the needs, however big, however small, then his malchus, his kisei, is not complete. Amalek, what did Amalek claim? Like we said before, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rom. He's not connected to his whole malchus over here. So the kisei is not complete. There's no shlemus of his malchus. He's a melech who's not doing his job. He created the world, he created Klal Yisrael, and then retired. So the kisei is not complete. Now here's a good quiz question for everybody. There is one bracha, as far as I'm aware, only one bracha in all of our day-to-day avodah that we make mention of the kisei HaKavod of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the bracha of Asher Yotza. Kovim, Kovim, Chalulim, Chalulim, Golov Yodua, Lifnei, Kisei Kevoidecho. You know what the pshat is? It's a profound nekuda. The shleimus of the malchus, the completion of that kisei, is when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we just said, takes care of all the needs. Big needs, small needs, lowly needs, lofty needs. Imagine if a king would say, I'm going to take care of my empire, my subjects, but only the important things, not the non-important things. Sorry, then you're not a melech. Your kisei is incomplete. What is, as it were, the most lowly function of the human body? When a person has to go to the Beis HaKisei. And the fact that everything is working, nekovim, nekovim, chalulim, chalulim, with millions and millions of nisei nisim every single day, goluv yodua lefnei chisei chavoydecha. That is the shlemus of the malchus. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is bekirbeinu, not chas v'shalom rom ala shomayim kvoidoi, is bashomayim mashpili, mashpili, he lowers himself. He lowers himself in every facet of our lives, every step, every lowly bodily function. The melech, malchei hamlochim, takes care of that as well. So it's precisely there when a person goes to the bathroom and recognizes how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashkiach over every little facet of his life. So he recognizes the shlemus of the malchus. Golov yadua lefnei chisei chavoydecha. So now let's come back to where we started. The Chiddush Yorim said that why is this month called Adar? Because the Medrash says, build a Beis HaMikdash she'odur b'soichai. Odur Adar. What does that mean? It's a play on words. Now we understand. What does it mean, a Beis HaMikdash? Va'osuli Mikdash. Shochanti b'soicham. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'kirbeinu. As the famous Alshich brings, he quotes in the name of the Medrash, it doesn't say v'shochanti b'soichoi, it says b'soicham, but toich kol echod v'echod. The Mishkan represents that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's divine providence exists right here on planet Earth in every single individual. The Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash is the exact opposite of the Hashkafa of Amalek. Come to Amalek, you can't have a Beis HaMikdash. How can HaKadosh Baruch Hu reside his Shechina B'soicham? Well, he's B'Shomayim. He's Rom. Rom al kol Goyim. Which Goyim? Rishus Goyim Amalek. The Goyim, the Amalek, Rom, 240, Gematria Amalek, they claim HaKadosh Baruch Hu is B'Shomayim. So how can you have a Beis HaMikdash with the Shechina down here? HaKadosh Baruch Hu's place is not here. Kadosh Baruch Hu's place is Bashomayim. So that's what the Chiddush Yorim means. This whole month is a celebration of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Odur B'Soichai. residing amongst every single individual. It's not chas v'shalom, mischak milim, a play on words. This month of Adar is a celebration of Adur b'seichai, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu dwells right there amongst us. In fact, the Gemara says that when Klal Yisrael come into Eretz Yisrael, they have to perform three mitzvahs. First thing is, appoint a king. Secondly, Mechias Amalek. Thirdly, build a Beis HaMikdash. Now we understand. You have to appoint a Melech in order to fight against Amalek. But it's only after you overcome Amalek you can build a Beis HaMikdash. Because as long as Amalek are around, then their hashkafa, timche es zecher Amalek. If the hashkafa of Amalek is around, so what are they preaching? Kadosh Baruch Hu is wrong. Yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu, he's not amongst us, he's b'shamayim. So how can it be Beis HaMikdash then? That's antithetical, that's a total opposite. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says, first annihilate Amalek, and then you can build a Beis HaMikdash. Once you've ruined that hashkafa of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chas V'Shalom is only wrong, no. Now you can build a Beis HaMikdash because you recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mashpili Lirois Bashomayim Uba'aretz. So I think we've answered all our three questions. We asked three questions. Number one, what did the Chidushi Hori mean? Ador, Odur B'Seichoi. Why is the Tanis Esther so critical Bichlal? It's not a day of sadness. And thirdly, why do we have Tanis Esther always before Purim? Why can't we push it off when it lands out on Shabbos? So we've answered all the questions. Chodesh Adar is a celebration of the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Odur B'Seichai. He resides right amongst us. And that is the significance of Tanis Esther. And that's why it has to be before Purim. You can't have Purim without celebrating first that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very much b'kirbeinu, and that's manifest in the koyach of tefillah. This, therefore, as the Chiddush Harim is teaching us, is our avodah beginning today, Chodesh Adar, to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'kirbeinu. And as mentioned, that's most manifest in the koyach of tefillah. There is no greater recognition in our Avodas Hashem that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is b'kirbeinu than tefillah. Tefillah is that hakara that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running everything in my life. Nekovim, chalulim, from the big things, the small things, everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why I'm turning to. Timche es zecher Amalek is the mitzvah to ruin and to wipe out the hashkof of Amalek. Where do we have to wipe it out from? We have to wipe it out from inside of us. Because we all suffer from a little bit of Amalek. Unfortunately, halavai, we could all be cocooned here in the Beis HaMedrash, Mokim Torah, Mokim Kodesh, but we can't. We're influenced by the outside world who preach the hashkof of Amalek. This Baruch Hu maybe exists, but he doesn't run the world. It's this president, and it's this prime minister, and it's this government, and it's all remarkable coincidences that this happened, and that happened, and this happened. What happened to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the picture? Yesh Hashem b'kirbeinu Eloi. You know, the story is told, it's a moshel, but it's a very powerful moshel. Maybe it's a joke, but the joke is on us. Somebody has a very serious business meeting in town at 9 o'clock a.m. sharp. If this meeting is successful, he stands to earn $1 million. He can retire for life. So he's got to make sure he's on time. He can't chas v'shalom miss the meeting. So he drives towards this big hotel where the meeting is supposed to take place. He arrives there at 10 to 9. He can't find a parking place. Busy center of town. There's nothing to do. 8:50, 8:51, 3, 4, 5, he's going around the block again. He can't afford to miss this meeting. It's $1 million out the window. 8:58, 8:59, he's there in front of the hotel. He turns up, he looks at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please help me find a parking place. If I don't find a parking place, I'm losing $1 million. If you only help me find a parking place, I'll donate half of $1 million to tzedakah. At that very moment, a car pulls out in front of the hotel, and he has a parking place right there in front of the hotel. He quickly looks up at the Shemaim and says, "Sorry, God, the deal's off. In the end, I manage by myself." So the joke is on us, because we don't always recognize the koyach of tefillah. Istadarti levad. It's a mikra. I just needed a place in front of the hotel, and guess what? At the exact moment that I needed, a mikra happened. A car pulled out. Not into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a molek. That's a molek. So when we talk about Timche Zecher HaMolek, when we talk about the celebration of Ador She'odur B'Soichoi, it's not a mishak milim, chas v'shalom. It's not a play on words. The avodah of Chodesh Ador is to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Daven, talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I remember during Corona, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told the world upside down. I was talking to my children around the Friday night table, and I said, you know, everything has just gone upside down. You see, the doctors don't know anything, and the scientists, and the government, and nobody knows anything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running the world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to be connected to him. Talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Talk to him. And I said, you can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu wherever you are. You can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in shul. You can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the street. Can always be connected. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi tamid. The whole time I'm connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So one of my little daughters said, yeah, the truth is, she said, I'm very excited about Corona. I said, really? You're the first person. Why are you excited about Corona? So she says, you know, I always want to talk to Hashem. I love talking to Hashem. I want to talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the street, but I'm embarrassed. Talking in the middle of the street, people think I'm crazy. But now everybody's wearing masks, so they can't see. So now I can talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to my heart's content. There's nothing embarrassing about talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there. He's Lenegdi. He's not Rom. He's Lenegdi. And let's finish off with one line. Everybody knows the pasuk of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samed. It's a pasuk in Tehillim. But you have to know the next pasuk. Because if you understand the next pasuk, you understand why Mishenichnas Ador Marbim B'Simcha. Mishenichnas Ador Marbim B'Simcha. Why is it B'Simcha? Because a nes happened. Many nesim. Pesach, there was a bigger nes. It doesn't say Mishenichnas Nisan. Although Rashi does say one place it could go Ador V'Nisan. The answer is because when you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you feel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kirbeinu, do you know what it says in Tehillim? Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somid. Next pasuk. Lochein somach libi. That's the next pasuk. Tehillim tes zayin. Pasuk ches, pasuk tes. So that's the whole equation. The whole of avoidas chodesh ador, I think, is in those pasukim. Shivisi Hashem lenegdi somid. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right there in front of me. I'm connected. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not Rom, somewhere up there in the heavens. I'm connected. Lochein somach libi. So I couldn't be more content. I couldn't be more happy. I'm in the best possible hands. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is looking after me. Nekovim, nekovim, chalulim, chalulim. Whatever I need, I'm in the best possible hands. Mishenichnas ador marbim besimcha. Which simcha? The simcha of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. Of being that recognition that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bekirbeinu. And it all started this morning. When we said, HaMashpili Lira is Bashomayim Uba'aretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is connected to us. Every step of the way. You have to know, maybe we all know, of people who are Atzbani. You know what Atzbani is?
Nervous,
frustrated. Some people are always moody people. We all know people like that. So what do we say? Ah, he's an angry type person. No. He's a person who's not living with HaKadosh Baruch. He doesn't have Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. Here's the equation. Dor HaMelech told it to us. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid Lochein Somach Libi. That's the equation. You want to be B'Simcha? Live with HaKadosh Baruch. There it is. If you live with a Rabbeinu Shleim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bekirbeinu, he's Odur B'Soicha, you celebrate Chodesh Adar, this is a month, an entire month of Odur B'Soicha, of Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Samid. That's why, Lochein, Somach Lubi. So Mishanichnas Ador, Marbim Basimcha, we can discuss La Halacha, whether that starts today, or maybe only tonight. You could be Machme, you could start today. We can begin Avodah Satfila, the Avodah of Bekirbeinu, the Odur Basoicha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with me. Talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the street, at home, in the car. Be connected. If you're connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Tomid, the whole time, Lochein Somach Libi. We should all be Mekayim. We should nichnas ado, Mar Ben Basimcha.